yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Thank you for joining my wellness and aesthetics show on KTSA radio. My show, Grow Younger Like Me, The Truth Shall Set You Free. Today I'm going to talk about hormones. Well, you know, we've heard a lot of things about hormones. And I want you to know something. Without hormones, we would not survive. Now, we are healthiest when our hormones are optimal. All right? What does that mean? It means that for men between ages 15 and 30, and for women ages 18 and 35, that's when we are the healthiest. And coincidentally, that's when our hormones are the best and are optimal. So when you hear people saying that you shouldn't optimize your hormones, they are wrong. Because optimizing your hormones is what makes you young and healthy and makes you the best that you can be. Now, having said that, I want you to know that in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. All right? Well, that means that if your hormones are not balanced, it can cause a problem. So just like if you drink too much water, you can drown. If you drink too little bit of water, you can die of thirst. So in your body, it needs to be optimal. So just having arbitrarily a lot of hormones doesn't mean things are going to work better. So let's talk a little bit about what hormones are. All right? And you know, there's a lot of women out there who are being told by their doctors, you don't need to replace your hormones, that hormones are going to cause cancer and all of this stuff. But I want you to know that for you women out there, between 18 and 35, that's when your hormones are their best. They're the highest they're ever going to be. Women don't normally get cancer in those ages. Yes, there's a few who do, but that's because, like everything else, nothing is obsolete, and too much is just bad as too little. But I got news for you. Estrogen and progesterone actually protects you from breast cancer and protects you from colon cancer. Yes, they do. So when your doctor says to you that, you know, you are postmenopausal and you don't need estrogen and you don't need this and you don't need that, they are wrong. Right? I'm sorry. So let me just talk to you about how we look at hormones. First of all, I do age management, right? Which means I do wellness, which is about optimizing your hormones. I do sexual health, which is about optimizing your hormones. And I do aesthetics, which is about optimizing your hormones. In other words, if you don't optimize your hormones, you're never going to be the best that you can be. Period. End of story. All right? Angela, thanks for joining me. And so is Patty. Thank you all very much. I'm happy that you all are here to be with me today on Facebook Live. Now, so let's talk about what hormones are. First, I'm going to show you a couple of things. Number one, this is my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, How to Look, Feel, and Function Younger Without Stress. Yes, everyone has heard me say I'm 29 again and again. And tomorrow is going to be the 1st of August. And so tomorrow is my birthday. I'm going to turn 28 tomorrow. Because you know something? You can't be 29 again and again if you're not 28. So August 1st, I become 28. And then in August 17, I become 29. You know, it's the shortest year in my calendar, but it's okay. Now, I also want to look at this chart here. This chart is a cholesterol chart. And I want you to look at the sides on it. Right in here, it says DHEA. It says testosterone. And it says estrogen. All right? And on the other side, it says progesterone. And then further down, it says cortisol. All right? So, cholesterol makes your progesterone. It makes your cortisol, which is stress hormones. It makes your DHEA, which is your skin. And it makes your testosterone, and it makes your estrogen. Matter of fact, cholesterol makes most of your hormones. So what happens when you lower your cholesterol? You lower your progesterone. You lower your testosterone. You lower your DHEA. You lower your pregnenolone, which is the top one here. And I want to talk to you about pregnenolone a second, because pregnenolone, the one right under cholesterol, that is your memory hormone. So you lower your cholesterol, you lower all those things, including your stress hormone. So I want you to be mindful about that when the next time your doctor says that you should lower your cholesterol. Now, there are times when you do need your cholesterol to be lower, but that's only if it's causing a problem. Because I never say never, because in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little bit. Greg, thanks for joining in. Appreciate you. So let's look at your hormones. The first thing we're going to look at is your testosterone. What does testosterone do? Well, testosterone, we all hear it's your male hormone. But I want you to know something. Everything I say about these hormones affect men and women. All right? In my practice, 5 years ago, the majority of our patient testosterone were men. As a matter of fact, 75% of our testosterone patients were men and 25% were women 5 years ago. Now, 70% of our patient testosterone are women and 30% are men. And why is that? Well, it's because everything that testosterone does for men, it does for women. And women share. They tell all their girlfriends when good things happen to them. And men don't. We don't share with anyone. So therefore, we don't. So we still have about the same amount of men, but we just have a lot more women on testosterone. So what does testosterone do for you? First of all, we all know that testosterone builds muscle. Does everyone need muscle? Yes, you do. Muscle and bone is your foundation. Can you build a building? But can you make a building without a strong foundation? You can't, can you? I say to my patients, the moment you start losing bone and you start losing muscle, you are dying. Your foundation is withering away, and pretty soon your building is going to collapse. So your muscles and your bone is your foundation. You're not allowed to lose muscle, and you're not allowed to lose bone. All right. When a female loses bone in her face, she starts wrinkling. Her face starts sagging, and the architect of the face goes down. Do you women want that? No. Testosterone is your foundation. It builds your bones, it builds your muscle, and as such, testosterone prevents you from getting osteoporosis and osteopenia. And so therefore, when you get older and you fall, you break a hip because your bone and your muscles are weaker. So testosterone builds muscles. What is the biggest muscle in your body? That's your heart. Your heart is your biggest muscle. You know, if you're gonna refurbish an old car, the first thing you do is you would put a new engine in it. Because without the new engine, that car is worth nothing. Well, your heart muscle is the biggest muscle in your body. And before you can build this muscle, you have to build this muscle. So when you're out there lifting weights and you're optimizing your testosterone and you think everything's great, just remember, your heart muscle gets built first. All right? So testosterone, number one, makes your heart muscle stronger. If it makes your heart muscle stronger, it also means that your blood pressure improves because your heart does not work very hard to pump. So if it doesn't have to work hard to pump blood, then your blood pressure improves. See, I say to people, when you're 20 and your testosterone level is up here, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 60 and your testosterone level is down here, your heart is like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheel. So yes, testosterone, number one, strengthens your heart muscle in men and women. Number two, improves your blood pressure. Number three, because it improves your blood pressure and strengthens your muscle, it protects you from heart disease. That's what testosterone does for men and women. The second organ that testosterone affects is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, improves your cognitive function. Number three, decreases your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at nights. Number five, helps protect from Alzheimer's and dementia. That's what it does for your brain. Now, when you're young, when you're 20 and you fall, you jump up. When you're 70 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, testosterone builds muscle, builds bones. When you're younger, testosterone's up here, your muscle and bones are stronger. When you're older, testosterone down here, your muscle and bones are weaker, you break a hip. Now, testosterone also converts the inactive thyroid into the active thyroid. Inactive is the free T4, active the free T3. It does that by helping the body take one of the iodine off of free T4 to make free T3, and now you have energy. So testosterone does improve your energy by making your thyroid function better. Now, testosterone reduces belly fat, improves your muscle, improves libido, and for women, it improves vaginal lubrication. So that's what testosterone does for men and women. So let me just summarize that for you. Testosterone, one, improves energy, improves mood, improves libido, improves sleep, improves stress, helps with cognition, helps with memory, helps with work productivity, helps with exercise, helps with blood pressure, helps with heart function, protects from heart disease, helps with bone density, muscles and skin, and hair textures, and decreases or delays Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, is that not something that we all want? Well, when you don't optimize your testosterone, you lose all those things. So when you're 60 and your doctor says you don't need to optimize your hormones, what do you say? It's up to you. That's testosterone. The next thing I want to talk about is growth hormone. Now, we don't talk about growth hormone very much. You know, 10 years ago when I started doing testosterone in San Antonio, most of the cardiologists, most of the other doctors weren't doing testosterone. They thought it was voodoo medicine, you shouldn't do it. Now more and more doctors are beginning to do testosterone because they finally begin to get a clue. But unfortunately, most of the doctors don't understand testosterone. And they don't understand that in men, when you give testosterone, you need to complement that with HCG or Clomid or something, because what happens is that when your testosterone level goes from 300 to 800 or 1,000 or 1,200, which is optimal, 900 to 1,200, optimal, 600 is not optimal, 700 is not optimal, 800 not optimal. So all these doctors out there who are now trying to quote-unquote optimize your testosterone and raising it from 300 to 600, and then when it gets 700, they said, oh, we got to back off. Guess what? They're not optimizing testosterone. All they've done is improved it a little bit. All right? Optimal is 900 to 1,200 in most men. All right? But when they increase it from 300 to 600 in the office and they're doing high fives and feeling great about it because you have a little bit more energy, you're still not optimal. But here's the other problem. You see, your testicles makes testosterone. If your brain has been seeing a testosterone level of 300 in your body, and now you're up to 600 or 700, your brain, which normally sends a signal, which is LH, luteinized hormone, to your testicles, and tell your testicles to make testosterone, your brain can say, hey, testicles, you're doing such a good job. You know what? Take a vacation. Take a break. Take the day off from work. And your testicles shrink. That's what happens. It starts to shrink. You are supposed to be on something to make your testicles not shrink. We use HCG or Clomid. And both of those makes your testicles come back to their normal size. Clomid helps with testosterone. It also helps with sperm production. HCG helps with testosterone. Yes, the Clomid is the same thing that the women use who have infertility. See, in men and women, in women, the ovaries and the testicles are equivalent organs. So whatever affects the ovaries affects the testicles, and whatever affects the testicles affects the ovaries. So that same Clomid that helps with women with infertility helps with male sperm production. Yes. So for the doctors out there who are putting the men on testosterone who are not worried about the testicles, their testicles will shrink over time, and their testicles will never produce the testosterone it used to be. So if the doctor gets you from 300 to 600, and you're not on something to make your testicles continue to work, after a while, your testicles will make less testosterone, and if you get off the testosterone, instead of your level being 300, it is now going to be 100. All right? That's what's going to happen. So I want you to think about it. If your hubby or your boyfriend or whoever it is getting testosterone, make sure that your doctor is putting him on something to make sure his testicles do not shrink, because it will shrink. And I can tell you this much. The majority of doctors who just started doing testosterone in the last year are not doing anything about their testicles. All right? So testosterone, we talked about testosterone. Now let's talk about growth hormone. You know, I love growth hormone because there's two things in your body that helps your body fix things. Growth hormone and stem cells. Now let me just put a plug in for stem cells as we talk. See, growth hormone tells your body to fix things. It's your body's healing hormone. Stem cells fix things themselves. In your body, you have stem cells in your hair, in your skin, in your teeth, in your bone, in your fat, in your muscles, in your kidneys, in your liver, in your brain, all over your body. And the function of the stem cells is to fix problems that arise. So if there's a problem with your kidneys, the stem cells in your kidney are supposed to fix the problem. If there's a problem in your heart, the stem cells in your heart should fix the problem. If there's a problem with your skin, the stem cells in the skin are supposed to fix the problem. That's what they're there for. But as you get older, your stem cells are older. They don't work as well, so they don't do the fix-up as they used to do. So when you're young, the stem cells fix things right away. When you get older, they don't do it so well. That's why you need help. Now, growth hormone, on the other hand, it tells your body to fix things. So if your growth hormone is quote-unquote normal but not optimal, and you have an injury, or you're going to have surgery, or you have a problem with your lung, or a problem with your pancreas, or a problem with your stomach, if your growth hormone is not optimal, growth hormone tells your body, hey guys, take care of the problem in September. No, don't worry about it. Not right away, at your leisure. When your growth hormone is optimal, growth hormone says, hey, fix it now. And that's the reason why athletes like growth hormone, because they have a lot of injuries. And so when they optimize your growth hormone, the body fixes the injuries right away. And then you get back to where you need to be. And so you can get back into the game and play well. So growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. Now, if you have growth, if your growth hormone level is low and you get growth hormone and you're going to have a shoulder surgery or a knee show surgery, I guarantee you, in 2 weeks, your surgeon can say, boy, that shoulder looks so good. You're doing so well. Normally it takes 4 to 5 weeks to get to where you are, and you've gotten there like that. Boy, whatever you're doing, you keep it up, because I did a great job on that surgery. That's because your growth hormone level was optimal, and so it did a better job. So what does growth hormone do for you? Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improve sexual performance. Healthy maintenance of vital organs, heart, lungs, kidneys, brains. Lowered risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Well, your cholesterol is lower because your body is healthier. When your body is healthier, you don't need as much cholesterol because your body is making all that it needs. When your cells are dying more frequently, you need more cholesterol. See, cholesterol makes the walls of all your cells. What does that mean? Well, typically, you have close to 100 trillion cells in your body. And for most people, every day about 5 trillion cells die. When they die, your body has to replace those 5 trillion dead cells with 5 trillion new cells on a daily basis. Cholesterol is required to make the walls of all those 5 trillion cells. When you're young, your cells are healthier. So when you're 20, maybe only 2 trillion cells die a day. So you only need cholesterol to replace 2 trillion cells. When you're 70, well, maybe 6, 7 trillion cells die a day because they're not as healthy. So you need more cholesterol to replace the 6, 7 trillion new cells. So as you get older, your cholesterol level should go up. And as you get healthier, your cholesterol level should come down. And as Raymond showed you before, cholesterol makes all or most of your hormones. So, continue on with growth hormone. Reduces body fat and increased muscle mass. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Sharpen your vision and memory. Regrow hair. Have smoother and firmer skin. I think a lot of women would like that, right? Improve your cognitive function. Enhance your immune function. Well, if it enhances your immune function, it protects you from diseases and infections. It also protects you from cancer, because your immune system, if it's stronger and better, it will protect you from cancer. That's growth hormone. Wouldn't you like to optimize that? But like I said, in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. and making sure your levels are in the optimal zone is great. So don't think that you just need to take stuff without knowing where you are. You need to make sure that a physician prescribes it properly and that your levels are not too high because they can cause a problem. Okay? Too much, just as bad as too little. So that's growth hormone. Now, there's a key thing here. In hormone language, 1 + 1 is not 2. In hormone language, 1 + 1 is 6 because hormones work synergistically. We talked about testosterone. We talked about growth hormone. There are lots of areas where they work together to give you, instead of just an additive effect, a supercharged effect. So you get increased benefit from optimizing two. You end up optimizing others. All right? Now, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, all the book out. It's also available on my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. That's 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Thank you all very much.